Hello, lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you're here. So thank you for joining me for this episode. And today I want to talk to you about doing 10,000 affirmations. So I think it was last year sometime, I saw a lot of YouTube videos about doing 10,000 affirmations. And I was kind of intrigued by the idea. At this point in my manifesting journey, I had, manifested quite a bit of stuff in my life, and things were going really well. But I was intrigued by this idea of doing 10,000 affirmations. Now, I am a big fan of affirmations. I've done a lot of affirmations. And once on the podcast, we had an affirmation challenge about doing affirmations for 40 days. And affirmations really, they work for me. They just do. There are some affirmations that I probably have done 10,000 of, especially like some self-concept affirmations, self-worth affirmations. I've done, I am loved, I am wanted, I am secure. I've done those, probably over 10,000 times. I can't say how many, because I haven't kept track. But a lot of times, I still return to those sometimes. And so with those types of affirmations, I probably have done them 10,000 times, but I've never really committed to one affirmation to do 10,000 times in a row and looked at the results. And so I tried it out. And so I just have been taking like daily walks where I say these affirmations. So I just walk for about 15 minutes or so, and I repeat the same affirmation over and over again. And I don't make myself try to get all 10,000 affirmations like in a certain time period. And I've done it a couple of times now, and I've given myself, weeks to accomplish it. So I'm not just, saying 10,000 to get it over with, right? I'm saying 10,000. I'm keeping track with a little counter. I have a little counter, and I just do a count on it when I say one of the affirmations. And I go on these walks for about 15 minutes a day, and I do these affirmations until I get to 10,000. And I can tell you that, so one of the affirmations I did is an Abraham Hicks affirmation. That's where I first heard it. If it comes from another place, I don't know it. But is everything is always working out for me. And I did this probably last year at the end of the year. So maybe a whole year now. And I can tell you that I can tell that things are working out in my favor more often. And I just have that in my mind now. So I return to that affirmation just over and over again. And I think because I did this 10,000 affirmation experiment, everything is always working out for me. And so after this experiment, I just feel like things are working out for me. And I can tell I have more experiences of things working out in my favor. Now, do you have to do this? Do you have to do 10,000 affirmations to get your manifestation? No, of course not. It's just, this is a technique or a thought experiment, whatever you want to call it, that I heard about and I was really intrigued by, and I tried it, and it's worked really well for me. Now, I will say during the process of doing 10,000 affirmations, there were a couple of times where I committed just internally, and I could have stopped if I wanted to, right? Like, no one's forcing me to do any of this. No one's forcing me to manifest anything. But I just had decided that I was really committed. There were a couple of times where I really grew weary of the process. And I was like, oh, gosh, do I really want to keep going? It happened the first time. This is just, some observations about what happened with me. Your situation could be totally different. About 5,000, about halfway, I was motivated by the halfway mark. But I was also like, oh, gosh, 10,000 is really a lot. And then by the time I got to around 8,000, like I was really kind of over it and really wanted to give up. And I kind of had to push through those last 2,000. Like my choice, I chose to push through, but there was a little bit of weariness going on. But at the end of it, it really did feel really good to get to 10,000. And I can tell a difference, like I said, in those things. Now, I did it. I'm not going to say exactly what the manifestation was, but I did it with something else specific. And I can tell you that a couple of times while I was doing the 10,000 affirmations, I've gotten movement. Now, that manifestation hasn't really fully come to fruition. I just finished the 10,000. Maybe just like last week or so. And so I haven't gotten the full manifestation yet on the 10,000 affirmations, which is why I'm not going to say what it is. But I did a couple of times while I was doing the affirmation, got some very significant movement on that manifestation. So anyway, if you want to try it, 10,000 affirmations, that's just, and all that is saying the same affirmation 10,000 times. It's really heavy repetition. And I will also say, you don't have to be really like visualizing or really kind of tuned into the affirmation. I wasn't always. I can definitely say that too. So thank you so much for listening, and may you manifest exactly what you want.